Now, the latest in our series of profiles of athletes training for this summer's Olympics in London. Today, a young swimmer. She won gold 4 years ago in Beijing in the 200-meter breaststroke. This year, she's going for gold in three events. NPR's Margot Adler has her story.
Rebecca Soni looks graceful when she stands at the edge of the pool, even when she jumps in. I notice how few strokes it takes her to get to the other side of the 25-meter pool. Soni lives and trains in California, but she's in New York for a promotional event. Even here, she trains at least once a day. At the moment, she's concentrating on problem areas.
I'm definitely working on the starts and turns, so the kind of in-between parts of this one. That's always been a weakness of mine, so I've been focusing a little bit more on that.
Normally, she's in the pool 2 to 4 hours a day, but her workouts now include many other activities.
I do a lot more out of the pool now than I did before, which includes in the weight room or yoga, Pilates, and spinning. That's all after swimming.
Soni has some of the fastest world times in the 200 and 100-meter breaststroke. She won 2 silver medals as well as a gold in Beijing. At one point, her coach, Dave Salo, the head swimming and diving coach at USC, said she was training too intensely. He had her cut back and her times improved.
She's one of those types of athletes that grows up thinking that you got to go 10 workouts a week. She needed to learn that she could be in control of that environment. She needed to learn that she could go 1 workout a day and that she could try some different types of dry land activities. So I think she's learned a lot and grown up a lot.
Soni is 25. At one point, she was so burned out, she was going to retire. The repetitive, everyday nature of the training at her level of intensity got to her. It was hard to realize when she was in a funk, she says. She found herself just going through the motions. She says Salo helped her learn not to have to be perfect every day, and also to
remember why it's fun and race your friends and have a good time. And if you really need to, say, let's have a fun day and pull out the inner tubes. Like, whatever you need to do, you just need to approach it a different way.
And seeing her relaxed and playful in the pool shows that this new attitude is working. Soni previously had a problem with a rapid heartbeat. That was solved through surgery. And another little fact, she has 2 breakfasts a day. Cereal and fruit before training, eggs and toast after. Somewhere I read that you mix different types of cereals together sometimes.
I think that's a habit from when I was little and that always stuck around. It makes things fun in the morning.
Soni's breaststroke is considered unusual. Very abbreviated, says Salo, with a very short kick. She skims the water, doesn't go down that deep, so there isn't as much drag. It's a very fast tempo. He says you could never teach a swimmer that stroke, but it works. Salo calls her a lioness, strong and protective.
If she needs to go fight or she needs to go hunt down something, she's at 100%, and I think that's kind of who she is. She's really 100% at what she does.
Soni is beginning to increase her hours of training again as the Olympic trials and the Summer Olympics in London draw near. So as she trains, hoping to win another gold in the 200-meter breaststroke, as well as medals in the 100-meter breaststroke and the 400-meter relay medley, Salo says the main thing is,
I want her to enjoy this. She's already the Olympic gold medalist and the world record holder, and she could do this for a very long time if she continues to enjoy it.
And clearly, Soni still does.
Overall, there's nothing like the feeling of having a great race.
Margot Adler, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.